Sea Hearts, written by Margot Lanigan and read by Eloise Oxer and Paul English. I felt as if I'd been doused in cold fresh water from the sweetest spring. It had washed away the anxious, busy-making man I was before, whom Kitty had been satisfied with. Now I felt worthy to face this purer creature, unsullied yet, uninjured by the world. She put me at peace in a glance, and I went to her eyes, to her mouth, as a swimmer lost in the night ocean makes for the only light he sees. The rest of her I all but ignored. The fine breasts, the narrow hips, the shadowy cleft of her, the lean legs leading to the sand-swirled, half-buried feet, her black fall and fall of hair shifting around her like a frayed silk cloak. All these things I registered, but they were for later. Miskela grinned off to the side, the old crow. She sang and laughed at me, gloated over my plight. She too I ignored, falling into the dark eye's attention, longing to press my lips to those full, slightly open and uncertain ones, but restraining myself until we should be alone together, unobserved by witch or weather. "What is your name?" I asked the sea girl. She answered with the sea, with her comrades huffing and whining.
"What is her name, Dominic Marlin?" said the witch. "It's for you to give her one, to use here on the land. What would you like her to answer to?"
I listened in my heart for the right name. I put out my hand, and her warm palm met it. Her warm fingers intertwined with my cold ones.
"Dominic Marlin," she said, just as Fometa had, but more curiously, experimenting with the first words to come from her new throat, to pass across her new tongue.
"Her name is Neem," I said, because I wanted to see her tongue move on an N, her lips on an M again.
"Neem?"
rasped Miskela from the glare off the moonlit sea.
"There, then, her name is Neem."
And I took the girl's other hand, and we stood spelled together on the sand, the seals moving about us like monstrous dark maggots, helpless, harmless, huge.